Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Slash. I'm speaking with Todd.
You are. How are you, Nikki?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm calling with regards to a scheduled line interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Sure.
Gotcha. All right. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Todd, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So goal for today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and differentiators and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
All right.
So I see too, Todd, that you haven't signed up yet the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
I have not, but I will try to do that this evening.
Gotcha. You're driving, right?
I am.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. So if you have time later, you can always check that. And I see that you already set up your security question with Nadine, so I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Todd. Right. Your business name is called Kimmel's Color Painting and Home Repair, correct?
Correct.
All right. And the address that I have on here is 3026 Round Hill Court, Edgewood, Kentucky, 41017.
That's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home office.
Home office, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We aren't required to have a license as a sole proprietor, and I am insured to $2 million.
Gotcha. You're both licensed and insured. Will you be able to read to me, or will you be able to provide me your license number and expiration date, or no? If it's not handy, I'll just let it to you then.
I'm not required to have a license.
Oh, not required. Okay. Yep, that would be okay.
Yeah.
I'll just let it to you then.
Gotcha. I don't have it with me, but we have.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'll let it hear then that you are insured, but the state doesn't require for the license for the services that you offer. All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
I would probably hide my address.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you.
Just because there's no reason for people to come to my office.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
I do.
Okay. And later in the call, Todd, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 859-803-4629?
That's correct.
Okay, and just want to confirm that I've got your correct email address, and that would be toddkinnell48@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay, I see that you are not using a Gmail email. Do you have a Gmail email? Because that is very helpful for the Google Business Profile access and verification.
Actually, I don't. If I did, I haven't used it in years, so no, I'd say no on that right now.
All right. Will you be able to create a Gmail email?
I probably could.
Okay. So if ever you'd be able to create a Gmail email that is needed for Google Business Profile access and verification, please send it to us. Send us a text message or an email, whichever works best for you, okay?
All right.
All right. And I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
I do.
Okay, I am actually pulling it up right now. I just want to make sure that I get it here correctly. So we do have kimmelscolorpainting.com for your domain name.
Yes.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question for you, Todd. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Go ahead and promote the website.
Okay, are we just going to go ahead and promote it as is, correct?
Yes.
All right. Your website color is really pleasing to the eyes. I like it. All right.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm always
up to
sit here.
All right.
Thank you.
No, I was checking the website, and I really like how the colors, it's not just popping up, so it's really pleasing to the eyes when clients are looking for the website, when they're checking on the services that you offer to the website. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now let's set up your call tracking, which is included to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool pod tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Todd. Let me know if you are okay with the phone number so we can go ahead and finalize, okay?
Okay,
so they got you this phone number, 859-297-3255. Are you okay with this phone number?
That should be fine. And can you text that to me or whatever?
Yeah, you will receive. You will receive an email and a text message with this phone number.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So anyways, we will set you up with this call tracking number. So all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 4629. And after we end the call, Todd, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
All right.
All right, and also to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. All right.
Okay.
And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business through the professional voice meeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this pod, and we will record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Kimmel's Colors Painting and Home Repair. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use a sample provided. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, thank you.
All right, yep, we can skip it for now. Whenever you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime. Alrighty.
All right.
And since you do already have your domain name, thekinnellscholarspainting.com, have you heard
That's
of
correct.
Google Workspace, or are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Todd, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you can have an email that says todd@kimmelscholarspainting.com or info@kimmelscholarspainting.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized in cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
Not at this time.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. And anyways, if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime. All right. So now, we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide painting services, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable, and which jobs do you want more of?
Commercial exterior painting.
commercial and exterior painting. But do you want it to be found first with commercial painting or exterior painting or painting contractor? Commercial painting. Okay, let me just have it here. Well, anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under painting services. I'm going to go ahead and read it over. Let me know if you want to add or take out any from the list, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, justify if you want to make updates, okay? So, we do have the first keyword, the commercial painting, followed by exterior painting. Actually, those are a part of the top performing keywords. Okay, so I'm going to read the others. Yes. We have a painting contractor, painting services. We also have painter. We have interior painting. We already have the exterior painting added at the top. We have residential painting. We have house painting, office painting, cabinet refinishing, cabinet painting, drywall repair, sheetrock repair, trim painting, deck painting, fence painting, pressure washing, power washing, stucco painting.
Yep, probably all those.
Okay, and we have paint removal and paint color consultation. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Okay, are there any other services related?
Mm-hmm. Also, you could add painting-related carpentry repairs.
Okay, let me check the keyword for that, painting-related carpentry repair.
Or maybe just carpentry repairs.
Yep. Yes, you can add it under painting. Carpentry repairs. Okay, what else?
And then, what else was there? Commercial painting, you got that. Industrial painting.
Yep, let me check. We already have here industrial painting. Let me just double check. I think I haven't added yet. Okay, what else? I'm going to add industrial painting.
All right. Stucco repair.
Okay, let me add stucco repair. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustment. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Todd, is can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes, I've been in the painting industry for 49 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been in business since 1998.
Mm-hmm.
We are a family business.
Gotcha.
We go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And free estimates.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Service with a smile.
Okay. You serve with a smile. Amazing. And I may add, actually having it offering free estimates on a family-owned business is really helpful for the business around your area. And I may add, is this locally owned and operated?
It is.
Gotcha. Sounds good. We have a good start. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website.
I don't think, unless there's one on my site.
Okay. Oh, yep. So if you don't have any mission statement, I actually prepared a list for you. Do you want to hear a few samples?
Sure.
Okay. So I got it here, Todd, at Kimmel's Colors Painting and Home. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have a Kimmel's Colors Painting and Home, home repair, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with the customers. The third one is at Pinel Scholars Painting and Home Repair. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The last one that we have is at Pinel Scholars Painting and Home Repair. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. Do you like?
I like the third one. I actually like the third one there. The third one.
Gotcha. Let's work with the third one. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
It's usually we go anywhere.
We go anywhere. Okay. We go anywhere. All right. And you mentioned earlier that the business started in 1998, and you do have that 49 years of experience. And how many people work at your company?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I probably shouldn't put, because I like commercial work, so if they see I only had three employees, let's put six on there. Cause
gotcha.
By the time we get rolling, I plan on hiring some people anyway. So.
All right. Well, anyways, it doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. So you can put it to your
pitch. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yep. So you mentioned that you also do industrial work. So you do residential, commercial, and industrial, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let me add that's industrial correct. Here. And I just want to make sure that I got to your correct hours of operations. Yeah, you do 7 days a week. Is it 24/7?
Yeah, you can leave that on there.
Okay, let's do 24/7.
I typically end up working 7 days a week, so that's
hard working. All right. So you keep on, the money keeps on flowing. So let's do 7 days a week. All right. And what types of payments do you accept?
I was going to say, I'm sitting in a bright red C8 Corvette right now, so I have to rolling.
Oh, wow.
But I enjoy life, so it's worth it.
Yep. Enjoy life and enjoy the things that you do and enjoy that car. All right.
That's right. Work hard, play hard.
Gotcha. Yep. And what types of payment do you accept?
We accept all credit cards, cash, checks.
Okay.
Cash App, Venmo. Mm-hmm. What else? I think that's it.
Okay, so you do credit cards, cash, checks, Cash App, and Venmo. So now, we have your business information, Todd. You do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Probably the first one.
The first one, all right. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Edgewood, Kentucky. So for this, Todd, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? But then again, I would love to give my suggestion if I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide me cities that you would like to target?
Yes. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Let's see. Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it again?
Dayton.
Dayton. Okay, gotcha.
And what else? How about,
Other cities are close here. How about Lawrenceburg, Indiana?
Okay. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Let me just add it here. All right, so we get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
I don't believe I do, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Actually, before I try to call you, Todd, I did a few research, and I just found Google Business profile under your business name and your phone number. And also Nadine Nadine left a note here for me that she also found a different Google Business profile, but I just want to make sure. Okay. So, are you familiar with this Kimmel Scholar Spading Company before? Was it your old business name or no?
Well, that is my business name, Kimmel Scholar's Painting. Usually I don't use the home repair, but that does suggest we do the carpentry, which is good. So.
Okay. So,
Kimmel Scholar's Painting should be me.
Mm-hmm. And aside from that, I also see a different, Nadine saw a different one. It doesn't have any, business name, but it does have, Cincinnati on it with your phone number. Let me just verify the number. The 859-803. Yep, it's also your phone number. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, that's good. No, not really.
Okay. So that means to say you actually have two Google Business profiles, which is not recommended at all. Okay? But let me check. Do you still have access to the other Google Business profile, the Kimmel Scholar Painting Company, or no?
I'm not sure. I haven't used Google in years and years, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, so the two Google Business profiles that I see doesn't have any reviews yet, and it's not that established. So do you think we just have to go ahead and create a new one and just take this Google Business profile down? Since having more than one is not helpful for you, it might suspend the existing Google Business profile that we will be working. And we don't want that to happen,
sure,
okay?
Yeah.
Especially since we are optimizing
our time. Are you able to take that off for me?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
So.
Yeah. So I will let our team know that I do see two Google Business profiles that you don't have any access at all. So what we're going to do here is we will just create a new one and take this existing two Google Business profile down, okay?
Perfect.
All right. And let me see. Okay, since we will be creating a Google Business profile for you, we will create and optimize that. So Google requires one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, Todd, you will verify the short video tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
I do.
Sounds great.
I have business cards, and I have, I have work orders with our company name and stuff.
Gotcha. Because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time you do to do your video verification. And also, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave her earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
All right.
Alrighty, and also Todd, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, so can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, your business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and you will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. All right.
Okay.
All righty. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay. If you don't have a Yelp page, not a problem. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So, would you like us to create a Yelp for you?
Please.
Okay. Let's create Yelp here. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a Facebook business page?
I do.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
I do.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yes.
Okay, so I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes start, so once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. You have a good package to start with. So I am sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Okay? And I really do hope that you'd be able to add us as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads on a correct timeline. All right. So let me just
If I can do it right now, when it comes through, I'll just do it now.
Gotcha. Yep, I sent you the email, and if ever you need assistance, just let me know.
I've got one with one before that with a tracking number.
Okay. All right. I'm sending it here. You should receive it in. Mm-hmm. You should receive it in a while. And actually, on that email, Todd, it will ask you to log in with a personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You will receive it in a while. It's still sending here at my end. Okay. And while waiting for you to receive that, let's talk about your Facebook ads. Okay?
All right.
And for your Facebook ads, I see that it is included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Probably just have you guys handle it.
Gotcha. All right. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
I should have.
Okay, sounds good. That is very helpful, and also when it comes to the optimization. So let me just note it here that we will have the creative team handle this, and there are some photos that you can send. And for your Facebook ads, Todd, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one. So we have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with the Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from the Facebook ad. And the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad stuff, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result, okay? And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on a business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook policy. And Do you want to hear my recommendation?
I already have. Mm-hmm. Most of my stuff goes to my Messenger, so I already have Messenger.
Okay, but do you want to hear my recommendation? Because we actually highly recommend, Todd, using the form fill for your response method, because the form fill gives better tracking and better quality leads. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, so form fill is when your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and you will receive an email and SMS in real time with their information. So once you get leads from Facebook, you will get it through SMS and email, and you will call them as soon as possible once you receive those information from them. Will that work for you, or do you want to do calls or Facebook Messenger? What do you think?
Probably Facebook Messenger, I think.
Okay, let's do Facebook Messenger if you're comfortable with the Facebook Messenger. All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we reach out anytime?
You pretty much just reach out whenever.
Okay. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand once someone clicks. Investing here, Todd, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I'll hold off for now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, and let me check it here. Do you have a logo? Let me check your website.
Not particularly. No, not necessarily.
Okay,
something
if you don't
color,
have a logo.
If you got something up for me, just something with a lot of color, obviously.
Gotcha. So you want us to create a branded logo for you. Okay, let me go ahead and note it here. But you want something with a lot of colors.
Correct.
Okay.
Or at least bright color. It doesn't have to be a lot of colors, just bright colors.
Gotcha. Something with bright colors. Let me just change it here. Okay. And now you will receive important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you and others just justify to the message. And if you have the project photos or videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls or even texts from spammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
All right.
All righty. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up the calendar real quick. Okay. So 3 weeks from now, that should be on the 4th of May. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that should be fine.
Okay. And what would be the best time for you? Can you do it 6 p.m. your time? You're Eastern, right?
Yeah, 6 p.m. should be fine.
Okay. So let's do 6 p.m. your time. That should be 3 p.m. Pacific. Alrighty. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Alright.
Alright, and as I have mentioned earlier, Todd, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Alright.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth in Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Is this going to put me up pretty high on Google then if people search for painters in my area?
That is what we're going to work for. So we will work to make sure that your Google Business Profile will be on the first page of Google. So once they search for the services that you offer, you should pop up on the first page. Okay?
Great.
So we need to have your Google Business Profile first created, and after that, we need it to be optimized. So we need your assistance so that we will have your Google Business Profile verified, okay?
All right.
All right. And yep, have you received the email with regards to the Facebook business page?
Let's see.
Okay.
Access, order to grant access, Facebook here. Trying to load.
Yep, you need to log in with a personal Facebook.
Alright, let's
just let me know if you receive any errors or anything, okay?
Yeah, it wants me to go through and reload Facebook, and my Facebook password is wrong or something.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking, you need to figure out your password. Will you be able to work on that password to make sure that you can log in?
Well, I'm sitting in a parking lot right now, so that's all.
Gotcha. All right.
See if it opens. Let's see. Send some to email. Can't be easy.
Okay.
It's not letting me do it. I'll have to wait till I get back to the office.
Gotcha. All right. So how about this? You can figure out your password. If ever you need assistance, you can give us a call from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Would that work?
All right. That's fine.
All right. And also, Todd, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate and needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Nope, that should do it.
All right. In a few minutes, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works fine, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Todd. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.